I think this was our most competitive category.
Yeah, Tommen pulled away at the end for sure, mm-hmm. but this was dead heat. This was like a dead heat for a really long time.
Yeah.
I actually voted Ollie because of like the swollen, bloated corpse.
Yeah, but I voted for Baby Bolton.
I don't know. Like, I think Tommen earned it. I do.
Yeah, I mean, that scene was just like... I know part of me thinks it was trying to be funny, but that's such a horrifying implication, I don't want to give credence to it.
No, I don't think it was. I think it was just, like, so overwrought that it is funny. Like, it's gallows humor. Because, like, yeah. the way that, like, it stayed on that window, and then the way he just, like...
Plunk!
It was... Yeah.
Like, I did expect a plunk sound effect, that's for sure.
Like, you could hear the... like, you know... And then there's the implications, too, that come with, like, mm-hmm. his statutory rapist, the implications they didn't even think about. So, no, I think Tommen probably wins the horrific implications award, too. Rickon getting turned into a pincushion, though, that was very, like, revel in this death.
You know, that was pure CD.
Yeah, that was just native sadism.
Narrative sadism. You got it.
Native sadism. Okay, Kylie. But yeah, I mean, this, I can't even believe we had four options for this category.
That's fucked up.
It is.
I know, Gretchen said in her article that they basically replaced violence against women with violence against children. And she might have a point.
Yeah, and ableism also.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Everyone's getting some love.